afternoon. Hey, hello, hello. All right. Well, I was truly blessed by the children singing. I wish I would have put out my cell phone and recorded it real quick, so I can show the Sunday school teachers. Hey, y'all need to learn this. Did you get it from Exodus and Genesis?
No, I got it.
Oh, okay. Never heard that one before. That was great. Okay, I'll tell you a little story about Sunday school when I was little. All right. So I was in Sunday school class, and I was being naughty, me and my buddies, and we had a circle, and the teacher was teaching us a lesson. And so all of a sudden, one of my friends kicked me up from under the table. So I went to kick him back, and instead of kicking him, I hit the teacher. So next thing you know, I spend the rest of the class standing in the corner, right? But anyway, some of the stuff I did when I was little. The Lord can change anyone, right? Okay. I ended out our last session talking about the fact that we need to have the proper perspective in regard to suffering, right? But right now what I'm going to talk about is the fact that we're blessed and how to be blessed, and that we're called to be a blessing to others, right? Now, I do want to take up a little bit on the thought of Mrs. Sangster, but before I do that, well, we're planning a couple of things that would be good if we could probably get together with Columbus and a couple of other assemblies and have y'all join us. In February, we're going to do a couples conference. What we mean by that is we're bringing in a Dwight Knight. Anybody ever heard of Dwight Knight? My good friend, powerful speaker. He's going to do two sessions on Saturday in regards to couples, just couples alone. Then after that, everybody's coming in, the whole family. And he's going to do a family teaching. All right, and I know the rest of you have to be back here on Sunday for your meetings here, but then we're going to do another family teaching on Sunday. That's going to be during the Valentine's weekend. What we normally do is do a dinner. Some of you have come? Who went? Somebody came from here. Oh, you were supposed to. The snowstorm, right? But we decided to change it up this week and do more of a things for couples, because we've had some couples have some difficulties in our assembly. So we want to address the issue. Then after that, in April, we're going to have a men's conference. And when I mean men's conference, I mean men's conference. We're going to talk about men's issues, what men struggle with. We're going to talk about how men should be the proper husbands. So ladies, if I were you, I'd send them down. We have Warren Henderson coming to teach that. So it'd be nice if we could get together and do stuff like this. I think that to mutually encourage one another. Right? So just some of the things that we have in mind. But what we were talking about, Mrs. Sangster said when she became ill and she knew she was dying, she said there's four things that she was going to do. She said she would never complain. Have you ever tried being sick for a long time and not complaining? Right, the second thing she said, I'm going to keep a bright home. The third thing, I will count my blessings. And the fourth thing, I will try to turn it into gain. As you know, back in July, my sister passed away, and she was ill, and she knew she was going to die, and this was exactly her attitude. This was her attitude. She never complained. She'd been sick since she was 8, and she never complained. Can you believe that? That was a testimony when we did the funeral. She never complained. I like, man, Lord, if I can only be a little bit like that, I would be grateful. In spite of all her suffering. Then she kept a bright home. Her home was always a place of laughter and bubbliness. You know, there was joy in the Lord there. And she would always say, I'm blessed, count her blessings. Her and her family. And all four of her children, by the way, love the Lord and are serving Him. And finally, she did turn it into gain, because as a result of the testimony, she was able to lead many to Christ. Isn't that amazing? So, proper perspective in life goes a long way for a believer. All right, so today we're going to talk about the fact that we're blessed. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? One thing I'm trying to practice everywhere I go is when people tell me, how you doing? I'm blessed. All right, so now I'm at the point where when somebody asks me, I know, I don't even tell me you're blessed. Amen, I am, right? Are we blessed, yes or no? Listen, folks, the believers in Jesus Christ who have had their sins forgiven are truly blessed. And listen, we have our eternity secured. Praise God for that. And then we have the Holy Spirit, and we have the joy of the Lord as we face life and live life out, life, the life of Christ. So I'm going to focus a little bit today on our blessings, okay? On our blessings. And let me pull out the other set. Here we go. So we're going to look at a couple of things. First of all, we are blessed and we are called to bless. Well, how do I know that? 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. And I'm not going to do 1 Peter. I'm just going to read this and get out of there because I know you're going to be studying. I feel kind of guilty that I'm stealing some of your studies. But, all right, anyway, look what it says there. Not returning evil for evil, nor insult for insult, 1 Peter 3, 9, but giving a blessing instead. Look at that. For you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. So believers are not only blessed to be in the Lord Jesus and have their sins forgiven, but we are also called to give a blessing. Okay? What we were called not to insult or do evil, but to give a blessing instead. So have you ever tried, when somebody treats you bad, say, you know what, Lord, I bless them. Give them health and prosper them. Do good to them. Rather than saying that idiot, you know, I hope the roof falls on their head and stuff like that, right? How about as believers, instead of returning evil for evil and insult for insult, we give blessings. I believe that's the instruction of the text, right? We're called for that. Think about that. And how beautiful when we approach life in light of the scriptures, trying to obey it with the power of the Holy Spirit helping us out, and we actually pronounce blessings. I practice this generally, but once in a while, the old unreasonable one calls the house, makes things miserable, and we forget to bless. You know what I mean? Those of you who were in the first meeting, right? But I said, Lord, help us to bless rather than to talk back or even ourselves slander and say ugly things. Okay, so we're going to talk about blessings today, being blessings. Who are the blessed? First of all, we're going to look at a couple of Old Testament concepts. So I'm going to invite you to turn to Psalms. We're going to go through a bunch of Psalms, all right? We're going to go through a bunch of Psalms. And let's look at the blessed of the Old Testament. And before I do that, I'm going to give you a brief description of how the Old Testament looks at a blessing and then how the New Testament looks at a blessing. This is from Richard's commentary. Well, it's not really a commentary. It's more like a word dictionary. And he tries to give the technical description of the word, the biblical words, and what they really mean. So he's got an Old Testament description. And he says, to bless someone or to be blessed means this, to endue with power for success, prosperity, longevity, etc. The second thing is to pronounce good things upon recipients. And the third thing is that the one blessed is given a rich and abundant life. It kind of goes with the New Testament where the Lord Jesus says, I come to give life and to give it. What? How? Abundantly, right? To give it abundantly, right? And also, we're blessed because we realize ultimately that God is the one that gives us all blessings, right? He's a source of every blessing and even every thorn. But that's a blessing too in many cases because that's what God uses as an instrument to draw us closer to Him, to get us to trust Him. All right. Now, Richard also says, as we're going to look at some of these Psalms, these are descriptions of the qualities that bring blessings. All right? The qualities that bring blessings. They are qualities of a faith relationship with God and of obedience to Him. To such persons, God is free to give His richest, most abundant life. So God not only has already blessed us, but He wants to continue to bless us. Amen? All right. Now, here are some of the... am I the only one that's hot? Is it hot in here? Woo-hoo. No air conditioning, huh? All right. That's okay. Suffering for Jesus. That's all right. I come from the South. It's no big deal. All right. One time in Houston, the It was in the middle of July, and the air conditioning broke. So you can imagine the heat. It was ridiculous. And on top of that, a possum got into the building and slid in between some pillars and got stuck and died. And the smell was unbearable. We still had the meeting, believe it or not. And then afterwards, on Monday, we came with masks and stuff. We had to cut the wall open and get the dead animal out. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Anyway. Okay. So what is it that, what qualities bring blessing? And one of my favorite Psalms, probably yours too, Psalm 1:1. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. So the Bible then declares a blessing, a rich, abundant life is going to be on the person who does not listen to the counsel of the wicked. That person is truly blessed. What that person does, he says in faith, I believe what God says. I don't believe what the wicked counsel says. I'm not going to believe what a sinner tells me. And I'm not going to listen to a scoffer. But by faith, I believe that by following God, by meditating His Word, that God's favor is going to be upon my life. And the Bible declares, that person is blessed who doesn't listen to the counsel of the wicked. All right? One of my favorite all-time verses, Psalm 32. We're going to see a bunch of blessings. Let's go to Psalm 32. Now, if you've experienced this personally, then you can say with all of your heart, Psalm 32 and verse 1, how blessed is who? Is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Now, do you know the Lord? Have you been forgiven because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross on your behalf? Then what does the Bible say? You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. So every believer should be able to say when someone asks you, how are you? I'm blessed. Why are you blessed? Hey, my sins are forgiven. My sins are forgiven. Jesus does not impute to me, look at verse 2, how blessed is a man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Wow. And so I am blessed because the righteousness of Christ, we're looking at this in the Lord's Supper, has been imputed to me. And so brothers and sisters, we're truly blessed. We're truly blessed. Too many places that I go to that the Lord gives me the privilege of teaching, too much gloom. Too much gloom and doom. You know, gloom and doom, right? And brother and sister, I believe that the reason that God used people like Mrs. Sangster and my sister and others in such great ways is because they realize I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I have my sins forgiven. I have eternal life. The Lord Jesus lives in my life. The Holy Spirit is there. I am truly blessed. And the way we approach life, we approach it biblically, it's so different. And what a testimony that gives to the unsaved world. And so we're blessed because my transgressions are forgiven. My sin is covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen? Amen, amen. Okay, let's go to Psalm 34. Look at verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. And so again, in life, through life experiences, we learn to take refuge in Him. And the Bible says the one who does that, who has this attitude, that person is truly blessed. The Lord's going to give that person a rich, abundant life because he's learning to take refuge in me. Psalm 40 and verse 4. Notice Psalm 40 and verse 4. How blessed is a man who has made the Lord his trust and has not turned to the proud, nor to those who lapse into falsehood. So the Bible again says that I'm going to bless this person. I'm going to pronounce good things upon them. I'm going to give them a rich, abundant life to that person who trusts me and doesn't go to the proud and doesn't go to his own schemes, doesn't look to himself, but looks to me as the one whom he's going to trust throughout his life. That man is blessed. That man is blessed. Notice the same expression in Psalm 84 and verse 5. Verse 12. Psalm 84 and verse 12. The Bible says, O Lord of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in thee. How blessed is the man who trusts in thee. Of course, in the woman too. And so, remember we were looking at 1 Peter earlier. Part of the trials that God brings into life so you can learn to trust Him. And you're blessed if you're learning to trust the Lord. If you're learning to trust the Lord. Now here's an interesting one. Go to Psalm 41 and verse 1. Psalm 41, 1. As we're looking at these blessings, we're also seeing what God appreciates. What's important to Him. Notice this. How blessed is he who considers the helpless. The Lord will deliver him in the day of trouble. The Lord will protect him and keep him alive. And he shall be called blessed upon the earth. And do not give him over to the desire of his enemies. So how blessed is the one who helps the helpless. Does this translate into the New Testament? Sure. What is a true religion according to James chapter 1? He who helps the widows and the orphans. Right? And so, the Bible says this person is blessed who does this. And so, as a church, we need to always be seeing where is there a need? Not only as a body, as a church, but also as individuals, as a couple, as a married family. How can we use our resources to bless others? Who has a need? Who can we bless in some monetary way or maybe give them food? Who's maybe old and sickly, and we can bless them by going and rake the yard for them. How blessed is a man who does these things. This God appreciates greatly. Let's continue. Let's go to Psalm 94. I'm sure you're going to really appreciate this one. Psalm 94. This is what we talked about in our first one. Psalm 94 and verse 12. I want to hear a big amen when we're done reading this one. All right, everybody there? Psalm 94, 12. Blessed is the man whom the Lord does chasten, O Lord, and thou dost teach out of thy law. So who's blessed? Whoever the Lord disciplines. Disciplines. How does he discipline us? He brings trials. Fiery trials. How we looked at 1 Peter, right? He brings suffering. So the Bible says you're blessed when the Lord disciplines you, because that means that you belong to Him. Hebrews 12. Do not despise the discipline of the Lord. You're actually blessed. You know what? Throughout my life, listen to this, kiddos. Throughout my life, I think I was like maybe almost 14 before my dad stopped whipping me. All right? How do you like that? I was always getting spanked. But I'm glad back then they didn't come up with these diagnoses of HDD and all that stuff, because I would have been wired on medicines, right? I was already wired as it was. All right? So every day I got spanked. Can you believe that? Every day. I even remember thinking one time, I was around 12 and a half, like, man, Lord, when is it going to be a day I don't get spanked? And not just me, but my brother was just as bad, right? And so now, we get together and hang out with Dad. You know, he's almost 80 now. And we were sitting there the other day. We got together in Houston, and we were talking over the table. We were all laughing. Man, Dad, you whipped us a lot. And then we were all saying, but we bless you for that. Hallelujah. Because we needed it. You made us into men. Hallelujah. How blessed is a man whom the Lord disciplines. All right? Amen. All right. So, Psalm 128, verse 1. 128, verse 1. How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. When you shall eat the fruit of your hands, you will be happy and it will be well with you. All right? So, how blessed you are when you fear God. Listen, the Lord really appreciates a home that fears Him. Blessed is the man, the family, the couple who raise their children in the fear of the Lord. Your children are blessed because of that. So, praise God for that. The Lord favors that, and it says that we're blessed when we do that. And of course, there's a lot more in the Psalms. I'm just kind of picking a few. Psalm 146. Let's continue. Let's look at Psalm 146. This will be our last Psalm. And you can do a little bit of investigation yourself. You're going to find a lot more blessings there. All right? Now, Psalm 146. And what was the verse? 5. How blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And so we're constantly seeking the Lord and saying, Lord, my hope is in you. I'm blessed because I'm trusting you, because I'm hoping in you. And the Bible says, you are blessed. The Lord will give you a fruitful, abundant life if you constantly hope in the Lord. All right, so let's go to the New Testament now. Let's go to the New Testament. First of all, I'm going to explain that there's two Greek words for the word bless or blessed or blessing. Okay? One is eulogia. Hopefully I pronounced it right, because that's the way in the Greek. Eulogia. And it means to speak well, to bless, or to praise. Believers are called on to bless who? To bless who? God. To bless who? To bless the Lord. Right? Lord, I bless you. I praise you. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. So we are to that's when you, with your mouth, you bless the Lord. Okay? We bring the fruit of our lips, the blessing. Lord, we bless you. We love you. We speak well of you. We exalt you. That's what elohia means. All right. But we're supposed to bless who? Who else?
Those who persecute us.
Ah, thank you. We're supposed to bless those who persecute us. Let's look at it. Luke 6:28. Are you looking at that? Is that what you were looking at? All right. Luke 6:28. Romans 12:14. 1 Peter 4:12. Somebody read Luke 6:28. Somebody else read Romans 12:14. Someone else read 1 Peter 4:12. Okay. Luke 6:28. Who's got it? You got it? Go ahead, brother.
Bless those who curse you and pray for those who spitefully use you.
Okay. What is the normal? The normal is somebody spitefully uses you and curses you. What do you say? You curse them back, right? All right? But the Bible is totally different. The Christian standard, God's standards are different. I bless you. All right? Romans 12:14.
Yes? Bless those who persecute you. Bless and not curse.
Ah, bless those who persecute you. Don't curse. Don't curse them. 1 Peter 4:12. Anybody? You gonna read it? Go ahead.
Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery or that fiery ordeal that has come on you to test, as though something strange were happening to you.
Okay. I must have given you the wrong verse. Huh?
14.
No. No, that was the one we read a while ago. 3:9. I'm sorry. You want to try 3:9? Asher, right? You want to try reading 3:9? Go ahead, Asher.
Do not repay with evil or insolent with insolent. On contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were calling, so that you may inherit a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so the Bible then is pretty clear. We can see that of the two Greek words that are used only in the New Testament, there's only two. This one's used 40 times in the Bible. That what we speak should be blessing. We should bless our children. We should bless our children. You know, believe it or not, my every time I call my dad once or twice a week, you know what he always tells me before we hang up? Son, I bless you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. and pour out his favor upon you and use you. You know what, how it blesses me even at my age, you know, to have my dad say that to me all the time. So we're supposed to tell our children, you know, I bless you and I thank God for you. Right? And that will build them up. That will encourage them. Never insult or talk ugly to your children. Not only that, but we're called to bless those who curse us, those who insult us. Now that's so difficult to do. But try it. Somebody say, hey, you're a big goofball. You know what? I bless you in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you would prosper, that God would give you health. They're like, they'll fall over. You have to, you know, lift them up. Okay, the second word is makarios, means blessed or happy or fortunate, privileged, favored, happiness or well-being. Okay? Oh, before we do that, the elokia, the first one when we speak, it's also the act of giving thanks and blessing before a meal. That's why we do that. Lord, bless this food. Right? We're asking God to bring blessing upon it. And so we should always bless God too, of course, with our lips. Praise Him and bless Him. Second one is makarios, is happy or fortunate or blessed. Who are the, in the New Testament, who are the happy and fortunate and blessed? Who are they? Huh?
The redeemed
of the Lord, okay? And who else? How about this? Just listen. See if you can figure out where it comes from. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the weak. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, who are merciful, who are pure in heart, and are peacemakers.
Matthew 5.
That's right. That's right. Matthew. The Beatitudes. The Beatitudes. So notice, though, we would think, well, blessed is the guy who has a lot of money and things go good for them and they have a Corvette or whatever. No, blessed is the poor in spirit. You're blessed and happy. Why? Because you were poor in spirit. You saw that you needed salvation. And so you came to the Lord with a broken spirit. Said, Lord, save me. And so you're, according to the Bible, you're blessed. And then you mourn. You mourn for sin. You mourn for your own condition. The Bible says that person's blessed. And the meek. And those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Those who are blessed. Right? Who are merciful. Who have a pure heart and make peace. Those are the ones that are blessed according to the Bible. So, look at 1 Peter 3 and verse 14 then. Even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. All right, so you're blessed. Look at that. So, the ones who suffer for the sake of righteousness are blessed. According to the Lord. And 1 Peter 4 and verse 14. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Who else is blessed? The one that gets insulted? For the name of Christ. For living the Christian life, for sharing the gospel. And you get insulted, you get cursed. The Bible says, you know what? You're blessed. You're blessed. Have you given testimony? Have you shared God's word? Have you lived for God? Someone insults you and laughs at you. When you get home, you feel joy. You feel joy. And that's God blessing you. You feel His Spirit upon you. Right? Remember when we were first converted, we would go visit Grandma and Grandpa. And they weren't saved. And they lived in the hood. You know what that means? Inner city. Right? And all the guys around there, they were all, you know, drunks and everything else. And when we would walk in to see Mom, Grandma and Grandpa after church, they knew we were, you know, dressed nice. They would start, here come the Jesus freaks! And they would start saying all kinds of stuff as we would walk into to their house. You know, praise God. We were able to live for the Lord. And some of those people have come to know the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But you're blessed when you live for the Lord. You're blessed when you get insulted for giving a testimony. God's hand is upon you. All right? So, Let's just sum it up with two words as we're closing out the New Testament. One is to speak a blessing. The other one is you're blessed by the way you live. All right. So I would like to encourage us, starting with me, that we speak blessing. Somebody insults you, Someone gets under your skin, bless them. Someone tells you you're stupid, bless them. I think that's what the Word of God is teaching us. Right? And when you suffer for the testimony, praise God. His Spirit is upon you. And you're going to feel His presence and His blessing upon your life. All right? Amen. Father, thank you. We're truly, extremely, totally blessed, first of all, because we have eternal life. And we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. If that's all you do for us, Lord, then we're blessed. But on top of that, you constantly bless us by providing for us in many ways, by giving us children, by doing so many things for us. And we want to bless our children. Thank you, Lord, for them. We want to bless those who have insulted us and been mean to us. We ask that you would bless them, that you would give them health and prosperity. And Lord, we want to, above all, bless you. Bless the Lord, O my soul. We worship you. We honor you. We bless your holy name. Lord, now bless our fellowship to come. We thank you for your holy word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.